A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, happy February Saturday, everybody. I'm Dan Hansen, and I'm going to just lead with the fact that I am sick of winter right now. I'm over it. It's done.
And I'm Betsy Thompson, and I do not think you are alone in that. I think there are a lot of people who are sick of it. So the way I see it, there are two options. You can lock yourself in your house and slowly go crazy over the next month till the sun comes out.
That's one option, folks.
Yes, or you can jump into one or two of the Dan and Betsy approved projects and hold on to a little bit of your sanity until spring arrives.
We'll tell you what those projects are at the end.
Yeah.
Also today, we're going to answer a paint question from our Facebook page, and we're going to dole out a cool $50 to a listener.
But first, we're in the studio with Joe Koons from Coverdown Consulting. Joe's a 26-year Navy SEAL, and he knows all kinds of stuff. It's a little bit scary.
It's impressive. It's very impressive.
Yeah. Dan's got a little bit of a Joe-mance going on.
A Joe-mance?
Yeah.
Did you just say Joe-mance?
I did, because you used to call it a bromance, but this is Joe-specific.
Joe. Joe is really cool. He's awesome. I love talking to him, and I'm excited to share him with everybody out there.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you back. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's always a ton of fun.
Right.
Anyway, today we're going to talk about home security and safety.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all very important for me because I struggle with all of those things. I know I do. Leave doors open all the time.
Well, you have smoke detectors.
I have smoke detectors. That is like the one thing I do have. My carbon monoxide detector died a while back. I still haven't replaced it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure this is going to be eye-opening. And I'm going to just let you run with it, Joe. Where do we start when we're looking at trying to protect our homes or keep them safe?
Well, I would say that we would start with the carbon monoxide.
Oh, so I should start right with it.
No, I think as an overview, I cover like the four Ds when I talk about home security, home safety and defense. And that's deterrence, detection, delay, and defense. And I think we can't cover all those today. But some of the major things, especially in deterrence, is just making your home less desirable by burglars or intruders, and that starts from the outside.
So all the things we always talk about with curb appeal, do the opposite. Just make it look like a dump.
No, what I'm saying is you can still have a nice house, but again, there's a lot of different things outside that can make it less desirable. You know, just lighting itself can deter somebody because they're going to be exposed from the street if they're trying to break into a door or a window. So having proper lighting, having motion sensors on those, on your back door, front door, around your garage door, things of that nature, it's still going to save energy. You can use a lot of energy efficient lighting that can go on, but lighting itself is a big deterrent, really. Also, around your doors, your entry points, and your windows, do you have blind spots, or are you growing trees and shrubs that are out of control that conceal those areas of approach and also entry points? So trim those back or have them where, you know, you can see easily from the street, because again, somebody doesn't want to be seen working on a window or a door trying to break in.
Yeah, you don't want to have a whole bunch of shrubbery right there affording them whatever camouflage.
There are a lot of houses that do have a lot of very large shrubs right on either side of their door in front of the windows.
I have noticed that. Mine does not. But
that's because you whack them back because you don't know what they are.
Yes, it's not because I was trying to be safe. It's just because I was.
Because you're
trying
to kill them.
I got a little free with the trimmer.
Now there are some really good plants you can use, like big pricker bushes and things of that nature, that will keep people from either getting close to those windows or underneath those areas of entry. So you can decorate with rose bushes and different plants that can probably afford some of that, but keep that I think trimmed back to a degree, because again, even when you coming home to your place, that could be where somebody could hide to use you to gain entry into your own home. It would speed up the whole process of burglarization if they could just assault you and ask you, where are all the cool stuff? Where's your electronics, your jewelry, your cash? Where's all your prescription and illegal drugs you hide? Because that's what they're after.
Daniel, do you have illegal drugs?
Why is everybody looking at me? I am about as straight-laced as they come.
Yeah. I know, that's why we're looking at you.
I like to say the word drugs. It makes me uncomfortable.
That's the kind that are suspicious.
Exactly.
Those are the ones.
That's what I thought.
You gotta watch those.
But no, but when you think about what do I have on hand that would be, you know, appealing to people, and that's what people are looking for, is stuff that is quick turnover on the streets, jewelry, looking for cash, and again, drugs, prescription drugs. You know, that's why elderly people are a lot of times victimized, plus they're easy to control, plus usually they're not as aware or vigilant with their home security.
Oh, I think probably most of us aren't. When we come home, we're home. Right. I'm not busy thinking about
being accosted. You feel like it's your safe space.
Right. Now, my daughter is 10, and we've laughed with you, Joe, about this. She went to one of Joe's seminars, and she is the most vigilant of all of us now. She does. When my wife pulls in from shopping or whatever, Hannah won't let her out of the car until she's examined the area from the car.
Secured the perimeter.
She calls it securing the perimeter, believe it or not.
That's good. So that's how I taught her.
What other things do we need to do in deterrence?
Well, signage. I mean, even if you don't have a alarm
system.
Like
a sign that says no valuables here.
That would work for you.
The neighbor has more.
That's,
That will probably get me in trouble with my neighbor.
You know, I haven't tried that one yet, but I'm going to write that one down.
You can write that down, Joe.
Can I use that?
Do you want a pen? You'll probably remember that one, right? So what kind of signage are you talking about?
So like an alarm system.
Okay.
You know, everybody, when you have like an alarm system put in, they usually give you a little placard to put out on your front yard or stickers on your window. You can buy those at a hardware store, fake ones, you know. You can buy camera systems. Camera systems, video systems are getting so cheap nowadays, but you can buy these fake ones that look absolutely real, even have little lights and stuff that come on. That's something that makes your house less desirable, or saying, you know what, I don't want to be under surveillance, I don't want this, whatever. So even a sign that says under video surveillance is going to possibly deter someone from and make them go somewhere else.
We're talking home safety on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we have Joe Koons from Coverdown Consulting here to tell us all the things that we should be doing and making poor Dan here aware of all the things that he is not doing.
Yes, I'm going to have to work very hard to be safer.
Yes, starting with a carbon monoxide
detector.
I'll just
talk to my daughter. She seems to be on top of this.
Yeah, I hope she's listening to this. All right, Joe, what else do you have for us?
You know, if you have a dog, put a dog sign out there. Even if you have a tiny little dog, put a dog, say, beware of dog. Dog will kill you or something like that, you know.
Well, my dog will kill you.
Your dog will. Yours is a St. Bernard.
So, you know, even things like that, I think, you know, if we talk about D's, we could add in a fifth D, and that would be dogs. I think dogs are great, great, you know, companions, but also they are alarm systems. They bark. They ward off a lot of, you know, bad behavior because people just don't want to deal with dogs. I mean, it's hard to tell what kind of dog is back there, what they're going to do. Plus, it just alerts everybody else, you know. So having a dog, I think, is a great thing, and I think it's even better than a security system sometimes if you got the right dog. A couple other things is doors and windows. Just lock them all the time. I know you have a problem with that, but you're getting better probably.
I'm working on it.
Yeah,
He's not better. His daughter is better.
Well, the thing is, I don't have keys on my keychain because I don't want them to get into the wrong hands. But the problem is, I can never get back in the house.
Well, if you would get rid of the keychain that says, these are Dan's keys, you wouldn't have that problem.
And I live at this house number, and then the house keys label.
You make me out to be a complete idiot.
If found wandering the
partial
street,
idiot.
Please return to.
I've got my name stitched in my underpants, too. So.
And your address.
Now everybody knows.
Oh. Well,
if found.
So lock the windows, lock the doors.
Yeah, just get in the habit of doing that. Those type of things. Also, you know, garage doors. A lot of I drive down my street this morning. There was like five houses. It's winter out. It's snowing, and their garage doors are wide open almost 24/7.
You've got that, but something else that I don't think to do is lock my car. There's nothing valuable in my car, but there is the garage door opener.
Yeah,
and so I can lock the whole house up, but. Yeah. If I leave that car open, and most people are going to have that, somebody could get in your garage, close the garage door, and now you've afforded them all the privacy they need to work their way into my home.
And so that's where putting your garage door opener out of sight, if you do lock your car doors, but that could be where you put your car and you don't lock your car where you go shopping or wherever, or you forget, and then they get your garage door opener, they go and they get your, oh, there's your insurance paper mm-hmm. that tells you where your house you live, and then they can come back later and use those two things to possibly take advantage of your
But we can
stupidity.
Be safe if we follow these things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this will help.
You're freaking
yeah,
me
yeah,
out.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I can be safe.
You can be.
If I want to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I've got to take that initiative myself.
Right.
Well, Joe, pretty much hit the end of the time. We've got to take a break.
You mean I drove all this way for just 9 minutes? What?
Can you hang out with us over the break and talk a little more on the other side?
Sure. I'd love to hang out with you guys.
Excellent. We'll be back with Joe Koons after the break. Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
And we're sitting here in the studio with Joe Koons from Coverdown Consulting. And we were working through some of the four D's of home security. Now, we already covered deterrence, and now I want to get into delay.
Delay.
And what exactly are we talking about?
Well, first I was wondering, do I get like a punch card every time I come here, and then I get like a free gallon of paint maybe yeah. after 10 or
you
something?
You should.
After
I think so.
Visits,
that's a brilliant
a
idea.
I think you might get more people to want to come on here.
All right. We'll get a punch card.
I want some of that anti-scuff paint, whatever.
Oh, the Scuff-X.
I saw
Everybody
that.
Needs.
Yeah, I
Let's
saw.
Let's talk about that very quickly. Was that awesome or what?
That was pretty awesome.
Scuff-X is a new product from Benjamin Moore, and you can't scuff it.
Yeah, I tried. I was at the home, whatever.
The Home Expo.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, let me see this. And I saw it up there. You guys painted some, and mm-hmm. I was kind of scratching it. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And it's something that's perfect for, you know, kids' rooms, hallways, schools,
entryways.
You name it. But that's paint stuff. But since Joe brought it up, I'll take a swing at that.
Yeah.
I guess Joe gets a free gallon just
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Bam!
There you go. Free gallon of Scuff-X from Benjamin Moore.
All right.
So now let's talk
Enough
about
delaying.
Delay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about how we delay. And that would be through our doors and windows and any entry points of that nature, how they would gain access to our home. And so a couple statistics that I've came across is that burglars break in, again, first floor windows 23% of the time, 34% they use the front door, 22% the back door, basement windows and basement access points 4% of the time. So
34%, I thought you said, was
yep,
the front door.
Front door, you know, that's the easiest thing. All you have to do is you can look like you're coming up as a salesperson or dropping off a package. You can knock and nobody answers. You could say, well, nobody's home. They try the door. It's unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Could still be somebody home. But again, they gain easy access. They could force themselves in to the home. A lot of homes, I think newer homes are becoming more and more, the materials they're using and the codes, they're a lot stronger. But there's a lot of houses out there with cheap doors, you know, cheap hardware as far as you talk about hinges and kick plates and deadbolts aren't even installed. And so it's very easy to give one good kick into the door and the door gives way because
so
the door jam.
Practically speaking, what can we do? What can we do today? I mean, some of that.
What can you do
fixable?
Today? First of all, take out and check the screws on both sides of your door on your hinges. Usually they're held in place by a half inch or a 1 inch screw that holds your hinges and your door into the frame. Mm-hmm. Take those out one at a time and replace them with a 3 to 3.5 inch stainless steel screw, which will afford them a lot more strength. And then also on the opposite side where your deadbolts go in or your locking mechanism on your door latching itself, replace those screws with the same thing. So that screw will go into at least 2 to 3 inches into the wood in the door jamb, which will, again, afford it a lot more strength. And
sure.
So That's easy.
That's a really simple
and
thing
that's, yeah,
right
yeah.
now.
That's really easy. Right. Putting in a peephole if you don't have a peephole in your door. Easy, too. It's not mm-hmm. that difficult.
If you Is got that a, what it's called?
Yes.
A peephole?
It just sounds like people go to jail for that.
That's a peeping Tom.
Okay. Yeah. So, yes, I know what you're talking about, because we have a little, we don't have one, but my grandma did, and she had a little stool there, so I could actually look out of it.
We'll just have to get a short one on your door. Yeah.
I mean, they have cameras now that are, you can do that. You put a camera on your door. It's like, it looks like a peephole or something, and it has an intercom, and it's a camera system, and then you could just see who's at your front door, and you could talk through it, too. So sometimes they say, if somebody knocks at your door, don't say anything. Well, that could allude to, hey, nobody's home, I'm going to break in.
Right.
You know? Doesn't mean you have to answer an open. You can say, hey, can't come to the door now, don't want any, go away, no solicit, whatever. But they know you're home, they know what's going on, and they probably move on to the next house.
We cough a lot and say we've got the plague, and that normally gets rid of the people.
Right.
Wow. I'm going to try that.
You do. It works.
Where do you come up? Do you have a special book where you have all the answers?
No, I'm thinking this stuff up. Just
you need to write a book.
Why?
Oh no, you don't.
It's called Security for Dummies.
By dummies.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, with the sign. Hey, my neighbor has more stuff than I do.
Exactly.
Back door is always unlocked.
There's a ladder in the shed.
So we've got the door thing.
Doors.
Windows. I mean, obviously keep them locked.
Keep them locked. And again, you're going to have to, well, you brought up a good idea again for your book. Just paint them shut.
Yeah. Well, in the break, Joe was asking us very politely if there was any paint related things we could do to secure the home better, and all I could come up with was painting the windows shut, which if you've ever had a house that has that, that's really effective.
Yeah, yeah. It's ineffective if you need to get out in a fire.
Yeah, so we don't really recommend that.
No.
Yeah. So most people probably have locked themselves out of their house one time or another, and they go around the whole house and they're trying to find a way in. And it's usually that's the time that they've secured their house so well they can't get in, but most probably 90% of the other times they could have got in if they had their key. It's like, oh, I left the back. But as soon as you don't have your key and you can't get in there, it's like Fort Knox.
Yeah.
And so one of the good things to do is maybe just come home and check randomly, hey, if I was a bad guy trying to break into my house, how would I do it? Go around your house and start looking, checking the windows, checking the doors, looking at the second story windows. Is there a bunch of junk that you left out in the yard, tools and ladders that you could use to access the second floor, maybe tools you could smash a window with easily, any of that nature? Is there areas that you could hide in bushes and still get into a window or break something and not hear? Are you looking for anything you can see in through the windows because you have no curtains or blinds, so you can say, oh, I can see nobody's home. I can see there's a big screen TV, something I'd like. Hey, I see no security. I don't see any sensors on the windows. I don't see a touchpad on the wall. There's no signage outside. I don't see a dog. That would be your best way to kind of do your own assessment. That would give you a good feel.
Well,
how
I think
hard?
That's so important, because you know we recommend that when it comes to like a painting project or outdoors, like curb appeal, or you're selling your house. One of the things we recommend is you walk around it. As if you're a new buyer. I might be looking to buy this house. What things would I change? What things jump out at me? And hopefully, it breaks us out of our habit of just seeing it as you know we just don't pay attention to it. Hopefully, we look at it with new eyes. Let's just say Well, now we want you to look at your house as if you're a bad guy, a burglar, and look for ways that you might be able to find in. I know mine. I think every single window is usually open, and that's not because of my fault necessarily.
Yeah, how many times have you broken into your house when you forget
your keys? It's always
open
because the kids always have something going on.
And where do you live?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I know better than to say that. Now, Joe, that's pretty much all the time we've got. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, how's the best way they can do that?
Probably just call my phone number. 619-988-1491. Now, that's a 619. It's not a 616. People always think I made a mistake, but I still have my phone from San Diego. It's a good deal. So anyways, 619-988-1491. You can reach me at, again, I cover a lot of different things. And if you just want to talk about, you know, maybe getting, you know, seeing what I do, I would be happy to talk to you for a couple minutes.
Joe Coons, Coverdown Consulting. Thanks for being here with us today.
Well, thank you.
Now, don't wander off, because when we come back, we've got a quick lesson from history, and we're going to give away $50. Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, Betsy, are we ready to give away money?
Yes.
It's the Monty Hall segment.
Everyone's ready.
Give away cash to a lucky winner.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited.
Yes.
What we've got going is a contest on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ongoing thing. If you go to RepcoLite's Facebook page, find a post. It's right on the top where it says, ask us a question and win $50.
We've had a lot of people ask questions. A
lot of questions. What we'll do is answer those questions on Facebook.
Yep.
So you get your answers.
Mm.
But we'll choose one of those from time to time and answer it on the air, on the radio here.
And when we do, you win
the $50.
Yep.
Now, this week, we've got a question from Diane Vanderplug, and it's a really good question.
It is.
She asks, how do I clean and prepare old 1970s paneling for paint?
Yes.
Now, we like this question. And
yes.
Why do we like it, Betsy?
We like it because she asked it in the right way. A lot of people, which is okay, but a lot of people just say, how do I paint paneling? But she wants to know how to properly prep it for painting, which is the key.
Super exciting for us because normally everybody hates everything we talk about when it comes to prep work because prep work is about as boring as it gets.
Mm-hmm. But she understands how important it is.
Exactly. Now, here's something if you're not on board with me yet about how foundational prep work is and how important a good foundation is for any paint project or any project at all.
Right.
Here you go. Let me see if I can convince you with something from history.
Yes.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa. Now, everybody already...
Such a tragedy that it's leaning.
Yeah. They all know where I'm going with this.
Right.
But here's the real basic thumbnail sketch of what happened. 1172.
Yes.
Construction starts on this tower.
Mm-hmm.
They go probably 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
They get 3 levels up
and
start to notice that it's tilting. The foundation is 3 meters deep on dense clay.
Right.
But clay is clay.
Yes, it's not very stable. It's not going to support much.
Not the best foundation for
it
this
sinks.
Tower. And with the weight of it, it starts to sink.
Right.
Okay. So bad foundation, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
We all see where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
There is one interesting little add-on to the story that I wasn't aware of, is that they came back. There was construction was stopped because of a couple of wars and things like that. Everybody was fighting back then.
Yes.
Which is so different than today.
Right.
Anyway, when construction starts again, they decide to fix the tilt or the lean. They're going to start building the subsequent floors with one side shorter than the other.
Yep.
So everything is constructed in this weird manner, trying to counteract the tilt. If you look at pictures of it, you can see it's still going on.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that the leaning thing isn't what makes it cool.
Right.
Because really, there's people out there thinking, if this had turned out just fine, nobody would be going to
that
look at
true.
It.
That is true. Right.
Right. The leaning thing makes it cool.
Yes.
But really, even though that's the case, it's not a great example of engineering. It's basically a mistake followed by a whole bunch of bizarre fixes that never really end up fixing the original problem.
Right.
And the reason they don't fix the original problem is that you can't.
Mm-hmm.
When the foundation is poor, you can't go back and fix that.
No.
At least not very easily. It's very complicated. And that's the whole point that we're trying to make with prep work when it comes to any project, especially painting. Screw that foundation up because you don't want to take the time and your end results are going to suffer. And you're going to end up trying to come up with crazy solutions. We've talked to customers who are in that boat.
Yes.
Now my paint is peeling off the wall. What do I do?
Short of stripping it, you are out of luck.
Right. There are no magic bullets that are going to fix those problems.
Right.
So start with a good foundation. Do your prep work.
Yes.
That's why we love this question.
Exactly. So that brings us back to the question on the RepcoLite Home Improvement Show. The question about preparing and properly cleaning your paneling before you go and paint it. So the first thing to do in this instance would be to actually analyze and see what type of paneling you have, because there are different types. There's the bare wood that doesn't have any varnish on it, or maybe it has
maybe just a stain
on it,
exactly,
but still no varnish. And then there's the actual paneling that has a varnish, or perhaps even that fake papery type of vinyl coated.
Right, it's got a vinyl coating on it.
Right.
It's just fake wood, it looks like.
Yes. So if you have the first kind, the bare wood or the stained wood,
but no varnish coat,
but no varnish, then you need to just take a vacuum, preferably with the bristle attachment, and get all the cobwebs and dust because it collects on there. Don't try to wipe it off with a dust
cloth
or
anything like that.
It will just make it worse. So just clean it up, get it vacuumed off, and then you want to prime it, and you want to use Bin Primer. It's a shellac-based primer on there. It's going to block out all of the stains, because that's your biggest concern with this type of wood, is the stain bleeding through.
Right, putting another paint on there without the stain blocker, you could start to see brown stains bleeding through, sometimes immediately.
I've seen it.
Sometimes months later, but it will still come through.
Yep.
So use Bin Primer, use a respirator when you do, because Bin's got quite a stink to it.
Oh, yeah.
And when we talk about a respirator, we're talking about a respirator with charcoal filters.
Yep.
You can ask about it at any Rep Collider Port City Paints. Mm-hmm. We've got them. We'll show you what we're talking about.
Right.
A dust mask is not going to do it.
No, absolutely
not. Now, if your paneling is any of the other surfaces that we talked about, it's real wood with varnish, or it's that fake wood, then the steps are exactly the same.
Right.
And you start by washing it all really well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get cleaners off, polishes off, just the dirt that builds up over time.
Right.
Get all of that off. You can wash it with TSP, trisodium phosphate, or crud cutter.
Yep.
It's a really fun name to say. I like talking about crud cutter.
Yep.
But it's a product that we have in the store. It rinses away a little cleaner than the TSP will.
Yeah.
So you have less residue left on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of those. Wash it down and then rinse it really well, and then move on to a sanding step.
Right. For sanding, you just want to lightly scuff sand. You don't actually have to press very hard when you're sanding.
You're not the Hulk here.
No. Use a 180 grit sandpaper. Use it on an extension pole and a sanding head.
Like a pole sander.
Yep. Go ahead and make sure you sand everything, every little square inch, and then wipe it all down with a damp rag. Get all of that dust off, because otherwise, you're going to put that primer on, and it's all going to fall off, because it's just attaching to dust.
It bonds to the dust, and when the dust lets loose from the wall,
you've
got a bad foundation. Do that prep work. So wipe it down, clean rag, get all the dust off, let it dry, and then prime it.
Right.
Now, in this instance, we're talking about a varnished surface or a vinyl paper kind of a surface. In either case, you want a bonding primer. So we'd recommend Styx from Insulex.
Love that product.
It's ultimately from Benjamin Moore, but it's a great product. We talk about it all the time. STIX. It's aptly named because it sticks
to
everything.
Yep.
Great product to use. It's water-based. If you want to use a Repcolite product, which we certainly love as well, we have Zip Prime WB.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a bonding primer, water-based. Perfect to use. Now, one quick thing. If you do have a lot of knots on the wall, you might want to spot prime those areas with Bin Primer to prevent any bleed through.
It's a good insurance policy.
It's definitely something to think about. Just take some pictures if you're unsure.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them to any Rep Collider Port City Paint Store, and we can kind of direct you as the best way to go.
Absolutely. Now, once you've got it all primed, then it's time for a really good finish coat. And for that, we would recommend Rep Collite's Carefree or Hallmark. Those are both great products for a top coat. Or you can go to Benjamin Moore's Regal. Again, really great. Just make sure that you do, you know, a lighter color, because generally when people are doing paneling, it's because the dark color is getting a little old and they're ready to brighten it up. So pick a great white or a light green, just something that makes you happy.
You'll be blown away by the difference that it makes in that room.
Yep.
Literally.
Exactly.
And if you don't do the prep work, you'll be blown away for other reasons.
And very sad.
Exactly. Diane, we'll be in touch via Facebook to figure out how to best get you that gift certificate. Everybody else, keep asking. Keep listening. Who knows? Maybe next week your number comes up in a good way.
In a good way.
Anyway, it's winter, and that dumb groundhog says we've got six more weeks of this.
Ugh.
If you're sick of it like I'm sick of it.
And me.
We've got some answers that might get you through.
Exactly.
Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repcolite Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, Betsy, it's happened at my house. Winter has officially claimed another victim, a family of victims.
Yes, I think that's happening in a lot of people's homes.
It is crazy. I don't know what's going on.
It's winter blues.
You think?
Yes.
The kids had a fight the other night about who stunk the most. No, hold on. You may think that you understand this. Do you know who was the maddest? The person who was voted the not stinkiest. They were fighting about wanting to be the one who stunk the most from natural body odors.
I don't understand that.
No, it doesn't make sense.
No.
That is not what people fight about.
No.
But that's where we're at.
Oh, that's bad.
I could not understand. I yelled at everybody because I couldn't figure out what the fight was even about.
And the groundhog told you got six more weeks of this.
Six more weeks of this. Do you know if we're fighting now about wanting to stink the most so bad that I'll cry at the kitchen table. What is 6 weeks more going to do to us?
Oh,
I am terrified.
Yeah, I would be too.
So right now, if my wife is following the instructions I left, all the children are sitting in the living room glued to the radio, listening to this
segment. I don't think you have a problem with that.
Because we're going to give some solutions that are hopefully going to keep people out of this craziness that we tend to fall into as we hit mid-February.
Right. They're just some small projects that, you know, can be easily done in just a couple hours or maybe even a weekend. And personally, I love cleaning and organizing. And I know it sounds crazy, but organizing really does boost your mood. You feel better about the space that you're in, and you feel good because you can see you've accomplished something, and it just looks so much better.
Right. Messes and clutter are really exhausting because they play in our minds. Mm-hmm. They don't just disrupt the cleanliness or the functionality of our home and our daily life.
Right.
They actually affect all aspects of it. In fact, I have science to back me up on this.
Oh, really?
According to a study in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, which sounds like a pretty important publication, you know, Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. According to them, there's a study, and women who described their homes as cluttered or full of unfinished projects were actually more depressed, fatigued, and had higher levels of stress than women who felt that their homes were restful, restorative, organized, and clean. So there you go. Science to back up what you just said.
And so the guys don't care, and they're just going to continue to make more of a mess, and the women are pulling their hair out.
You know I'm not a pig. It drives me nuts when there's a mess.
I know.
And organizing some stuff is just a great way to kind of clear your palate and give you a little bit of hope going ahead into this last leg of winter. So start with something small. Take a coat closet. That's a great place. Get that organized, get that cleaned out, and you're going to start to feel better about things. It's not going to take you long, but you'll see some progress. There are other things, like a junk drawer.
Yeah, everyone's got at least one, if not more. So
the drawer where everything goes.
Right. Get one of those little organizers. Make sure everything has a home. Throw out all of the broken rubber bands or the ones that, you know, are going to break as soon as you stretch them. Get rid of that stuff. It'll make you feel better.
Clean off your workbench. For the guys, you threw the guys under the bus, but we don't like mess either, usually.
Not usually.
We don't like cleaning it up, but nobody does. Well, you did. You said you do.
I do like cleaning it up.
You like cleaning it, or you just like the end result?
Sometimes both. Sometimes cleaning it, you know, I make it into a little bit of a game for myself, and so I enjoy that part.
It sounds like a scene from The Shining, that crazy movie with the guy who's trapped in his house.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit
cleaning
weird.
Away.
So do some organizing. Another thing that's really kind of fun this time of year is to research and plan your garden or your plantings for later this year.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things to do this time of year. And if you are a person who already has a garden or does it every year, you know that now is the time to buy the seeds so that you can get them started.
Now is the time to buy them?
Yeah, because you
I am not that person. I have no idea.
Well, because within the next month or so, depending on germination and what plant you're trying to grow, you need to start them indoors, you know, very soon in the next month or so. So if you're one of those people, it's a great time to do that. Or, you know, maybe you're not planning on putting in a garden, but maybe you just have pots that you put on your porch or something like that. It's a great time. Just the colors of these plants will brighten your mood.
Just pour a cup of coffee, get on the internet, do some research, head to the library, get some books, kind of plan out what you're going to do. If you don't have a space for a garden at your home, maybe sit and kind of give some thought to your property and see if there is a place where you could work something in. What it's going to do is get your mind on better times.
Yeah, sunnier times.
When there's less snow, more warmth, more sun.
Yes.
All of that, it's going to feel great.
Exactly.
We're talking about how you can kill the winter blues on the Repcolite Home Improvement Show. And of course, we've got to talk about, when it comes to killing the winter blues, we've got to talk about painting something.
Yes.
Because that is really a great way to do it.
It
Nothing
is.
Affects our mood more than the color that surrounds us.
Right.
You know, in our homes or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a home where you're just feeling like everything is the same or nothing's changed in a while,
Right. Pick
a small room.
Yeah.
We'd love it if you do the whole house. You know, we'll work with you. We'll help you. But start with a small room.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like a whole house, pick a bathroom or a laundry. A laundry room is a great place to start.
Absolutely.
A lot of people spend a lot of time in there. A lot of the time there's no windows.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit sad.
Right.
Brighten it up. Pick a warm yellow, a soft springy green, something
exactly.
like that. Springy green.
Yeah, something
Does that work?
That Yeah, springy green. Yep, something that'll cheer you up. You can even just paint a wall or two. You don't have to paint an entire room. Just a wall here and there will do the job. Maybe you even paint your interior doors. Maybe they're looking a little rough and it's time for some touch-up or a fresh coat of paint or varnish. That's a great way to do it. It just makes you feel better because they look so clean and new.
Right. It's a short project. You're not spending tons of time, even doing a room.
Yeah.
You can go around a room pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in our studios here, we have a bathroom that has actually been hideous for a long time.
Oh, my goodness. I was embarrassed to take people in
it
there.
It was a terrible place.
Do you have a bathroom? No.
We almost would rather send you to a bucket into this bathroom. It was that bad.
Yes.
But anyway, some work was done on the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the walls were painted.
Oh, what a difference.
The wall paint alone made such a tremendous difference in there.
Yeah, it's a fantastic green. Of course, I helped pick it. So,
right. One night, over the course of one night, it went from this dungeon to feeling like there's hope. I can see that there's hope for this little room.
Mm-hmm.
Amazed. I was amazed at the difference it made. So find a small room in your house. And if you don't feel like doing a room or a wall, there are tons of other painting projects you could tackle to do the same thing. Put chalkboard paint up in a kid's room.
Yeah, especially if the kids are, you know, feeling the winter blues like you are. It's a great project for both of you to do together.
You know, you can get any color.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Moore chalkboard paint comes in any color.
Right.
Put that on your wall. Get the little chalk markers so there's no powder.
Right.
And they can write all their lines. I will not fight about wanting to be the stinkiest child in the family.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
100 lines. Give everybody their own space.
Yes. That's a perfect
project.
It'll make
punishment more fun.
Right. You could even paint picture frames, you know, if your art is starting to look a little bit old and kind of boring, maybe just spruce it up with some picture frames that have been painted, or put art on the walls if you don't have any.
Lots of things you can do to bring color in.
Right.
One last thing that we want to talk about before we wrap it up is just go out and buy some fun tools.
Yes, I love this.
And this doesn't have to be expensive.
No.
But this can open up a whole new hobby for you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I would recommend a Dremel tool.
Yeah, those
are
fun.
It's a rotary
fun.
Cutter. Mm-hmm. They come with tons of different bits that you can do all kinds of different things with.
Yep.
You can grind metal. You can cut metal.
Mm-hmm.
You can sand. They've got carving bits that will cut into wood. You can do all kinds of stuff. I bought one years back and I ended up spending months and months and months carving little figures, learning how to wood carve, carving letters into boxes. It was so much fun. It was very stress relieving. It's just a great tool to have for so many purposes. And it's a ton of fun.
It is. And if you're a lady and you want, you know, your own fun tool, these Cricut cutters, we recently got one to use for an event that we were doing. Best thing ever.
It
ladies,
is really cool.
Get one. There are so many creative projects you can do with these. They're so versatile. It used to be they just cut paper. Now they cut vinyl. They cut fabric. They cut leather. They cut just about anything.
We used it for cutting out cards that we used for an invite.
Right.
For an event that we hosted. So many options.
Well, and now it's all computer driven, so you can put in your own graphics and things like that. And the possibilities are endless. It's not just the old cartridges, so you only have limited options.
We'll put some links in the show notes for both of those tools.
Yes.
What the cool thing about those are is that they'll open up new things that you can do, new hobbies that you might tackle, and ways to spend some of your time and not feel so bad about sitting inside for this last month.
Yes.
And here we are again, the end of another episode of the Repcolite Home Improvement Show. Mm-hmm. Remember, all of the episodes are online, and we'd really love it if you'd help us spread the word about the show by sharing them with your family and friends.
Yeah.
I'm really going out there and asking you. Spread
yes.
the word about the show. That would be great. We're also working on turning each segment into YouTube videos, so that's kind of fun, so that you can actually watch them on Facebook and see some of the pictures of the things we're talking about that are hard to imagine or see when you're watching the radio, because all you see is the radio when you watch it. There's no picture on the radio.
Exactly.
If there were, we'd probably call it something else.
Probably.
Television.
Yes, that's crazy. And be sure to go to our Facebook page so that you can stay up to date with all the contests that we're running. And right now, you should be getting on there and asking us a question, because you could be the next winner of a $50 gift certificate if we use your question on air.
Finally, whatever you do today, make Repcolite a part of it. We're open until 3. We've got coffee on and ready for you.
We do.
Stop in for a cup and go home with a brand new shiny gallon of paint, which I guarantee will have you feeling way better as you drive home.
Yes.
You'll know the winter blues are almost over.
Exactly.
Just keep looking at that gallon and knowing there's hope.
There is.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And help you make sure that you have a firm foundation whenever you paint and you're not leaning, like the Tower
of Pisa.
That, you know, if you heard the segment, that makes sense. We'll make sure your prep work's done right with Repcolite. Thanks for listening.